We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. It's great to be with you here on this Tuesday morning. The show being taped on Monday night after the Brewers lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Technically, I've started the broadcast as the Brewers are in the bottom of the ninth. They are down 9-1. Well, now there's one out. Joey Weimer out at first. But I thought, hey, maybe we could make this exciting. And how cool would it be if they came back on this evening and we were broadcasting live during? Right now, it does not look like it's going to happen. So the Brewers, I always love when a Brewer comes up and I'm still not sure who it is. Oh, that's Blake Perkins, Bryce? Blake, yeah, Blake Perkins. Yeah, I know that. So Brewers are going to lose tonight, and we've done a couple of shows on Monday nights, and Mondays have been rough for the Brewers, or at least for like captivating excitement. The first Monday night Brewers show we did, they beat the Dodgers 9-3. That was in May. Then the next week, the Cardinals beat them 18-1. You remember that? And then the week after that, the Astros beat us 12-2. So it's been rough on these Mondays. 9-1 is the score right now. Perkins chopper to the pitcher. And, oh, close play at first, everybody. But he is he's out. And I think this is a bummer, you know. I think there's been some good vibes. And it's one game, so we're not going to. But there's been some good vibes around this Brewers team. This last weekend for the Brewers was among – it was the weekend that I think everybody needed. It was the weekend that I think the Brewers needed. I think it was the weekend that Brewers fans needed. It was just a good, fun weekend. And I talked a little bit about that on Monday's show. But the way that the Paige Spranick bobblehead was laughed at, and still, you know, maybe should have been laughed at. comment here. Just had to watch 2 minutes of ads to get in, and seven people are watching. These sports radio people. Well, the problem is, J Money, first of all, you can click skip ads. Okay. Second of all, thanks for being here. Third of all these companies fire us, and then we have like nowhere else to go. So we need the YouTube 85 cents. That you helped me realize that your money, see this world's best dad hat I'm wearing? Your money helps go to my son so he can buy me this hat. Does that not make you feel good? Does that not bring a little bit of joy into your life? 9-1 is the final for the Brewers, so I thought maybe we could get something going, but I guess not. So yeah, the vibes I thought were good for the Brewers over the weekend. It was great to see people like it just get into the Brewers. And maybe there was some tying with Father's Day to that, but it just felt like, and I was there Saturday. I mean, the place was as packed as I've seen it in a long time. You know, the parking was as packed as I've seen it in a long time. Oh, Dave's helping buy another hat. He just donated $1.99. Dave's a new father, Basement Dave. Congratulations. So $1.99. Going to the Bart Winkler hat fund. But no, it was great for the Brewers. Great to see everything that happened over the weekend. And I thought there was good vibes around the team. Now, does tonight end the good vibes? No. But if the Brewers then play a team and get, you know, destroyed Tuesday and Wednesday, then we might have a situation where people are negative again. We might get into that again. Cause it's been a very apathetic season. I've talked to a lot of people about this with the Brewers. Just the general terms of apathy. I know for the whole month of May, I was coming on here bragging, I'm not into the Brewers that much. And what it was is I was super into the NBA and doing a lot of national radio, and we're not really talking Brewers, so I'm covering the NBA a little bit more. But I think that that's kind of gone, and I think a lot of people in the city felt that. I think a lot of it stemmed from the Josh Hader trade last year. Some conversation that I'm not able to have right now is, should they be buyers or sellers at the break, at the deadline? How do we even know how to have that conversation? Should they be buyers or sellers at the deadline? How do we know? They traded their all-star closer when they were in first place last year. What does their record have to tell us about any of this? What does the record have to tell us about any of this? So, I'm not sure. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. If they do get destroyed again Tuesday and then Wednesday, if they lose 2 of 3 in the series, then people will probably start to be a little bummed again. I think the other thing that's happening is, for a long time, the NL Central has just been so piss poor. The NL Central has been awful. But now the Cincinnati Reds are making things a little more interesting. They're on a really hot winning streak. They won again tonight, 5-4. Joey Votto's back, and they're excited about that. They're calling themselves America's team. Hunter Baumgart tweeted this earlier. The Reds have won 9 in a row, and this will make sure they take first place in the Central. They did sweep Houston in this 9 in a row. They also won 2 at St. Louis, 1 against Colorado, and then 3 against Kansas City, all with really bad records. But that's 9 in a row, and now the Reds have thrown themselves into the mix here. For, you know, they're bringing up all these young guys, and they are in first place now, half game up, 9-game winning streak. And everyone was like, hey, don't sleep on the Reds. Don't sleep on the Reds. The Reds are going to be like exactly the kind of thing that makes baseball fun. A summer where you've got prospects coming. You've still got your favorite in Joey Votto. You don't know really what you're going to be. You think there's a good case scenario that things can happen and you can succeed. And then you go on a massive 9-game win streak. And that city is going to be enveloped by this team. Where baseball's at right now, there's a lot of these teams. And how about Arizona, though? 44-29. My goodness. Everybody thinks they're a fluke, but they've got Corbin Carroll. He hit a home run tonight. MVP candidate. Jesus Christ, I'm looking at the box score or the standings. And ESPN, you want to talk about ads, ESPN.com. I'm trying to find a box score. It's an ad for fourhymns.com. And they're like showing the pre of lovemaking, and the guy is rubbing this girl's leg very exotically, and I'm a leg man tripping out over here. Anyway, the Reds are good. The Reds are good. Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brett says, the Reds suck. Okay, not winning 80 games. Remember when people thought the Pirates were fun? Yeah, but that was earlier. This is now. Brett, I got to have a one-on-one with Brett. Brett, a little heavy on the Jack Council love on Twitter. And a little much. A little too much. Yeah, a couple of tweets, okay. Several tweets. We're almost in the double digits from you. This is a little much. Jack Council, of course, congratulations. Whitefish Bay winning a state title. Corey says, I have Bodie trying to troll me about a Corbin Burns tweet from February where I'm actually giving him a compliment. Are we sure that isn't a Bart burner? No, that's not my burner. You'll have to work that out with Bodie. But I know that he was big on the Brewers did right by arguing for the $750,000 with Corbin Burns train. And we all said, well, how do you make your starting pitcher so angry? How do you make your best guy so angry? This was a bad performance from Burns tonight. There was a really good tweet I saw. I'm going to steal another tweet. Basically, my show tonight is stealing tweets. Sammy Short Sleeves tweeted, real nice of Burns to drive his asking price in free agency down every start he makes this year. Hey, that's actually a positive. So that's a good thing. Spencer Michaelis, he is a pitching coach at Wisconsin Lutheran, I believe. He tweeted, have I mentioned how much I hate Burns' plan of attack? Elevate the ball once in a while. Stop going crazy heavy on the cutter. Do something different. He should not be this mediocre. Relying on impeccable command of one pitch when you have 4+ good pitches is so stupid. I mean, I think that's a great breakdown. That guy's a pitching coach. What the fuck do I know? Hey, it's been a while. Our guy Tack is back.
Hey, Bart.
Tack.
What's up?
I was just thinking about you.
Why?
Well, I was looking through some of these old videos. And I thought, oh, there was like a good week that the Tack was on there. I wonder what he's been up to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened, what brought me to the late night show those weeks. But, yeah, I don't know. I've been listening still, and I figured I'd hop on. I heard you were going live tonight, so.
I am live.
Nice. I'm live, too.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Tack was in the Fond du Lac soccer program all those years ago. I just called my dad the other day. I shouldn't talk about this. I just called my dad the other day, and I said, because Scott Freese did this thing for the Cardinals where the fans inducted him into the Hall of Fame.
Well, his name's David Freese, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
No, I call him Scott. His middle name's Scott.
Got it.
Who the fuck is Scott Freese?
I don't know.
His name's Scott Freese. Who is that? There's not even a Scott in this story. What am I thinking of? His name is David Freese. You've already contributed with that line more than Tim Shea ever has.
Nice.
So thanks. And I was like, you know what? Because so he turned down being in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. And I was in a soccer all-star game my senior year.
Okay.
Because, like, they needed a fourth goalie.
Sure.
And a bunch of goalies couldn't do it. So I was, like, the eighth goalie. And I think because someone's like, oh, what about Winkler's kid? And then I was going to turn it down like Ricky Freeze did.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, my grandpa wants to see me in that game. But so I did it, but then I was like, I don't know. I wish I had the fortitude because I wasn't good enough to be an all-star.
That's okay. I mean, did you see any PT?
I did. They knew I was bad though. I mean, right away, it's like right away, everyone's looking around like, oh, you're that guy, you're that guy. Yeah,
you're this guy.
And then yeah, you're punch save guy. And then they're like, all right, Fondy guy, get in. we'll do some shots on you. And like, I bobbled the first one right at me easy. And they're like, oh, is this like some charity thing? Is this like,
Yeah.
It's one thing taking shots from, you know, all the stoners at Fondy High that go out for soccer. It's another to take it from the state's best players.
For sure. But I mean, either way, you were there, and whatever. No one fucking remembers that stuff. You know, it doesn't matter.
So I was talking to my dad about it over the weekend, and my wife's like, she just caught a portion of it. She goes, tell me you're not talking about your fucking high school soccer season.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but Tony Freeze just decided not to do it.
I like your wife already. I don't know her, but I like her.
Oh yeah, she's always you think you guys troll me. Jesus Christ.
She's got to be good stuff if she's putting up with your shit running a podcast.
Absolutely. I'll wear this world's best dad hat with pride, and I'll feel good. I'll feel good looking you straight in the eye when I'm wearing it. Sure. If there was a world's best husband hat, I don't know if that fits my head.
I'm sure you're a good husband, but I know for a fact that you're a good dad. I can see you being a good dad. So,
oh, what a guy. And yeah. Likewise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have I don't know if this has been spoken about on air, but I have a 3 and a 4-year-old. They're 15 months apart.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah. We didn't waste any time. But yeah, they're pains in the ass. Kids are.
Well, he's got this phase now where he's like, he was the perfect kid. Like, I couldn't have made him perfecter.
More perfect.
In the last month, he's just turned into a complete dick.
Yeah. How old is he? He's going on 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my younger one, who is 3, he turns 4 in December. He's the biggest asshole in the world. They say terrible 2s. No.
Terrific 2s.
It's 3s.
Terrible 3s.
Yeah. 3s are the worst. Yeah. Kids are a pain in the ass. Back to your dad. Your dad and I were messaging a little bit. He's like, oh yeah, Bart said that you were on the show, you know, you were on live. He's like, see if you can't contain him or you keep him calm. I was like, okay, yeah, that's an impossibility.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Come on, Greggy. Did you watch the game tonight?
No, I didn't watch 1 second of it.
Have you been watching?
You know.
Because what I was saying before you got on here was I feel like there's been some apathy towards this team this year.
Yeah.
We all love the Brewers.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, the hot topic. It's not. But then I think this last weekend there was a little more momentum, you know, with Father's Day, people bringing their dads and kids. And we went on Sunday or Saturday and.
Mm-hmm. Sat in the 300.
We did sit in the 300s. We did.
Yeah. I listened.
Thank you. Yeah. And then they got their ass kicked tonight. And now everyone's shitting on Corbin Burns again.
I mean, Diamondbacks are good this year, though.
They are.
And I don't think the Brewers are very good. So, like I said, I haven't been watching very much, but I've been following. I've been keeping tabs. But, you know, you can call the injury bug. You can play the injury bug card or whatever. I don't know. I just don't think we have it.
No, we do. We don't. Like, the Reds. The Reds might have it. Now they're not going to win a World Series, but I think the Reds can be like what the Brewers, what we thought the Brewers were. I don't know. I don't want to like cream all over myself for a 9-game win streak, but everyone looked at the Reds when they were below 500, said that's going to be a team that's going to go on a run. They're going on a run, and this division's terrible. So why not the Reds, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, it could be anybody but the Cubs, I think. I don't know. The Cardinals, where are the Cardinals at? I haven't looked at the
standings. I think they actually might be too far done to like even have a Cardinals type comeback. Did they lose tonight? The Cardinals are 30-43.
That's not good. I had a buddy who is a Cubs fan, so he's NL Central all the way. He lives in Seattle, but we chat and he was like, he's like, I put a bet on the Cardinals when, you know, this is like 2 months ago or a month ago. They were like plus 400 or plus 500 to win the division. He's like, this is like a lock. And I was questioning it, but I certainly didn't think the Brewers were going to win. I mean, again, they just don't have any bats. They can't hit the ball.
No.
9-1.
Like tonight, I mean, even on Sunday, they were down 2-0 and came back. And I was like, what?
Right.
How did that happen? Right. Tonight, you go down 6-0 right away. Burns gets absolutely destroyed. 5 innings for him, so he did settle down. But he gave up 7 earned, which I think I saw someone tweet, that's a career high. Only struck out 3. So rough night from Burns. Yeah, Sophia Minert. Corbin Burns got through 5 innings on 86 pitches after this first inning. 7 runs allowed. Ties a career high.
Yeah, that's not good. So he gave up how many in the first, you said?
He gave up 6.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, it was bad. I mean, they were all like, and it was like first pitch kind of hits.
Yeah.
It was rough.
So are we trading at the deadline, or are we?
Well, now you got to hang on to him because now you're not going to get as much for him.
I mean,
I don't think we were ever trading Burns. I don't think we were ever going to be. If we're trading guys, and again, like Burns is okay, that wasn't good. Willie's hitting, I think, under 200.
Yeah. But those shorts, it doesn't matter.
Oh, he got a hit. He's up to 202.
Those shortstop contracts are ridiculous. He's going to make money regardless at this point because, you know, he comes up with big bats at big times. You know, I guess if you put him on a roster that's like competing, like a good roster, I think he'll be fine. You know, you need people to hit around you to hit, you know? And we cannot do that.
Well, we got Blake Perkins, and we got
your boy Jimmy Joey Weimer or Weimer.
Joey Weimer, yeah.
Joey Weimer, mullet.
Legend in this household.
Yeah, your kid's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could ask him right now who hit the home run the other day. He wouldn't remember. He'd probably say Giannis.
Yeah, he thought he was at a fucking soccer game.
He don't know.
Yeah, that's okay though. I mean, as long as Mark is owning the Brewers, we're not going to do shit.
But I do think he'll keep us here. I know everyone's worried that he's like working with the A's.
Well, the whole relocation. Yeah, he's like the chairman of the relocation committee.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I don't like it.
Yeah, he's like, I got to get the you know, firsthand view of what's happening here with a relocation. But where would they go? What city?
The Brewers?
Yeah, what city needs a baseball team?
Well, there's candidates, but I think like the Brewers consistently, I mean, even if they draw 2.5 million, that's good.
Our attendance has always been good.
And even though I think it's been a little checkered this year, like, I don't know. It's still going to, I don't know what it's on pace for. I'm making up numbers, but people are still, we rally around this team. We support this team.
Yeah, people love going to games. I mean, I love going to games. Don't get me wrong. But this is certainly, in the last like 10 years, this is the least I've been into the Brewers. And maybe that's just like my life happening.
Well, there's that curve. When you're young, you like it. And then you get older, you have kids, it's hard. Then you're an old man again, and you're like, I've always loved this game.
Yeah, for sure. And I moved into a new house in November, and there's a lot of fucking shit to do. Our previous owners did not touch the yard for like 5 years. So there's like a ton of yard work to do. So like from when my kids go to bed till the sundown, like I'm fucking outside. You know what I mean? It's pain in my ass. I'm getting 11 yards of mulch delivered tomorrow. 11 yards. Do you realize how much 11 yards is?
Dude, mulch, fucking mulch. Sometimes, like, mulch is like $6 a bag, but then sometimes they do a sale where it's like 3 for $6.
Well,
how do they, why is it just always that?
I mean, The mulch I used to buy by the bag was like $2 a bag all the time. But like now I'm buying it by like the truck full. Like somebody, like a company comes in with a dump truck and they're like in
Oh
my
gosh.
driveway. You know what I mean? So I laid 4 yards earlier this season, and now I'm getting 11 more yards.
Well, if you need help, I'm always looking for shit to do. Maybe I'll come help you.
Yeah, cool. I live in Germantown. I'm only like 30 miles from you.
I just scooch up to Brown Deer Road, fly over. I'll get there in 35 minutes.
Mequon Road is probably your best bet.
Mequon Road 167. Okay, I could do that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Tack. Hey, before I let you go, Bucks, any thoughts on what you want them to do?
I don't know.
Because people are like, one thing that's really pissing me off, and I don't know if this is a bit I'm not involved in, but people on Twitter are like, if John Horst isn't doing this, we need to run him out of town. He needs to get Bradley Beal here tomorrow. Well, Bradley Beal didn't want to come. That trade, by the way, is super bullshit. Now the Wizards are throwing in more dudes. Collusion.
Well, like, I mean, the Suns, it's not gonna work. They don't have a point guard. They have three fucking ball hogs. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not gonna work. I don't care. I don't care what anyone says. The Suns are not gonna work. I would love to get some youth on the Bucks, in lieu of Chris Middleton. I know people on here love Chris Middleton, and I've wavered, I've gone back and forth. I think this because we have to. Is it a? It's a player option, right, for Middleton?
Yeah, and he's got to decide that by Wednesday.
Oh,
So
nice.
he'll probably opt out.
Oh, no way, dude. There's no way he's gonna make $40 million.
Well, unless the Bucks give him like a, I think there was, what was the last report? I have that up here. Actually did do a little bit of preparation for tonight's show.
Has anyone else been on? Am I the first visitor?
Yeah, you're the first. You might be the only tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I heard you talking about your live show on what day is it? Monday? Is it Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, please, somebody come on.
Well, it's better when someone comes on I can talk to for a little bit. I don't mind talking alone, but shit, not for an hour.
No, of course.
All right. NBA executives across the league expect the Bucks to keep Middleton. Those executives project Middleton to command a 4-year, $130 million contract if he declines his option.
I mean,
So decline 40 on the table. And then take 32 per.
yeah. So I don't think he'll get that.
But
At this point,
32 per is not what it was when he signed his last contract. It's still a lot of money.
yes. So I mean, I just don't think I don't think he's worth 32 per. I don't think we should extend him. I mean, if he wants to come back, he can come back, which I think he will because he needs to prove himself. He was injured. You know what I mean? He had a down year, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, you heard. Good playoff run.
Yeah, he had a good playoff run, you said?
Series.
We played five games. I think he
We averaged 25, 6, and 6. You
Yeah,
got
no,
run.
he had a good few games. I think he's
He
got
had a Bart, he had a good week.
a yeah, seriously. I think if he wants to get a contract that he like a big contract, which I don't think he'll get regardless. I think he'll come back to the Bucks. I think he'll play one more year. I don't think the Bucks will re-sign him, which I'm okay with. But I don't know. I just But I think we have to sign and trade. I think we have to extend him and then trade him or
Yeah,
something.
that's
I
maybe an
don't know.
option. I don't know. I'm almost 90. I'm almost 100% that he is a Buck next year. I don't think he's not. It's
Agreed.
just a matter of how they get there and what do they pay him.
Yeah, so I was just recently like I know more about like NFL monies. I don't
Yeah.
know a lot about NBA monies, but like, you know, so we're obviously over the, I don't know if it was, is it a, is there a salary, is it a salary cap in the, you know,
there's aprons and second aprons and hard cap and luxury tax. And
yeah, and so I know because he's on our team now, we can sign him because we're way over.
It's not like if we don't give him $40 million, we can't give it to somebody else.
Correct. Right. So we have to like sign him and then trade him in order for us to get any value out of that. Yeah, you know, so it's like that. Yeah. So like if we let him walk, we can't just be like, oh, that frees up $40 million for the Bucks. Like that's, I understand now that's not how it works. So I don't know. I don't fucking know. I think we got to sign him and trade him. If anyone wants him, I heard that like a month ago, like the Mavs wanted him maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch of teams that get thrown in there. Nothing ever seems like super tangible.
No. Yeah, I honestly don't know anything about the NBA.
Well, hey, good to see you.
Yeah, one thing before I leave. The dude you had on from the Bay Area was fucking incredible.
Damon Bruce.
I love that guy. I could have listened to you two talk for hours.
Well, he knows my brother.
It's understandable. I figured as much. But he seems like he liked you. Maybe he was putting on a show, but you know, he
said a lot of nice things. I feel like it might have been some true. I mean, he might be nice, but he also might like think, hey, maybe on his podcast he wants to get Klay Thompson sometime. And then I go to my brother and say, hey, Damon said all these nice things about me. Oh, I'll give him Klay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, I thought he was.
No, but that guy's been on the radio for decades in San Fran. And he worked at the same company that I did and now do again.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't really go down there. I'm like, hey, I like burning bridges, but.
Yeah.
Either way, again.
Either way, I thought he was good. Yeah, I wouldn't. You know, one more thing before I leave. I love listening to people on the radio and then looking at, like, seeing what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I knew what you look like going into this. But, right. Like.
Well, I coached you.
Yeah, you were my coach.
Yeah.
Love you. But yeah, that's one of my favorite things. He was the most normal looking person that I think I've looked up.
Really?
I mean, yeah, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, he looked normal.
I mean, you know what they say about, you know, the face for radio or whatever.
Okay, I have one more thing.
Please, it's your show. You can have as many things as you want.
So, because what people would always say is, you always, I think your brain always pictures the people to be larger than they are.
Okay.
Like people would always come up to me and say, oh, I thought you were fatter or something.
Sure. But you always talk about how fat you are.
Well, I am getting fat. I'm getting fat.
You don't look fat right now.
It's all in my gut.
Yeah. Me too.
So then I go to the doctor today.
Oh.
And they're taking all my vitals and they're all fine. But then I see what she's typing, and she's typing like what I was doing when I was sitting down for the blood pressure. And she's like, how is he sitting? She goes, sitting. And then she goes like, it says body type, and she puts large adult. I don't know when if you were describing as like, he's an adult, comma, large. But if you go, he's a large adult. I'm just like, oh, fuck me.
I mean, again, I can't see your belly right now. You can't see mine either. Cause well, I too have a belly. You don't seem large for what it's worth.
I would stand up and show you, but I haven't had any drinks tonight. So
yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. I too am large. So there was like this prank going on with my family that, so my mom dropped off, she moved out of our house in Fond du Lac. She lives in Mequon now. So we got a bunch of like paintings and just a bunch of random shit. And I was like, give me all the senior pictures, like the framed, like 16 by 24 or 24 by whatever senior pictures. And we've been planting them over time in those people's houses. Like I hung one on a
Nice.
wall. Yeah. And so my senior picture is in the garage of my own home. And I weighed 160 pounds.
I was 155.
Oh my God. I weigh way more than that now. You know, what do you weigh, Bart?
230.
Yeah, that's about, I'm teetering in the 230 range. And I need to lose like 30 pounds.
Cause like, I would like to lose 40.
Yeah.
Without trying. If I could just like be sick for a month.
Have you thought about Ozempic?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
There, I keep seeing this thing on Facebook where you're like, you can just poop out all your weight.
Oh no, that's not it. This is like a shot. It's meant for like diabetics, I think, but like people are taking it for weight loss. Ozempic.
Oh, Ozempic.
Yeah, no, it's not O'Reilly's.
No. That's a commercial.
Yeah, no.
You're thinking O'Reilly's
auto parts. But right. No, yeah, Ozempic.
Get out of here.
All right, bye.
Hey, love you.
Yeah, love you too.
See ya.
Bye.
Zach. Just looking at some of the comments. It's the same as women wondering what a man's penis looks like. It's always smaller than they think. Huh? Treb says 230. That's the same as Zabe. No, I do not weigh the same as Zabe. He's manufacturing a dozen or two. Test user, can we get a gout update? Yeah, all right. So I did go to the doctor and just a little plantar fasciitis for your boy. That's what I got. The hip thing went away. The wrist thing went away. My feet are definitely fucked. Gonna wake up and roll a tennis ball on my feet tomorrow. And I'm wearing shoes around the house now. Might get some insoles. I got fat enough that my feet are just like, fuck this. I mean, we'd walk around with 180. We'd walk around with 200. But now you're putting more weight on us? No, fam. They really, really hurt in the morning. And it's very painful. And I guess I just got to – I can make it go away, but it fucking hurts. So that's where I'm at. Freeze a bottle of water and roll it under your foot. My doctor said that is popular, but the tennis ball works just as well. We'll see. Tomorrow morning's a big moment when I wake up and just start rubbing a tennis ball all over my foot. I could do an OnlyFans for that. Oh, thanks, test user. $5 for another hat at Target. Good, you went to the doctor. My friend was hanging out with Rom Dog in L.A. You know what? Well, let's get Rami back on in the next week or two. I haven't talked to Rami. Like, I haven't talked to Rami in a while. Not even his friends. Out of sight, out of mind, dude. Out of sight, out of mind. You know, how much? If it's going to be too much for me to get over to Tax House for 30 miles, minutes, how am I supposed to get over to... How am I supposed to even talk to Rami? HappyPlaceHemp.com. That'll help with all my ailments. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order with that code. Every time you use it, it works. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say every time you place an order, it works. Every time you place an order, it works. 25% off. The shipping's free. So check them out. Again, what did he use it? Oh, yeah, I played that with Chris where he had, like, bad sunburn and the cream helped. Again, a doctor's not going to, like, tell you that, but they're like, well, we have these products that help you, so take them. So some more gummies. This will be a good time. I could pop the gummy. Maybe I'll roll a gummy over my feet and then eat it. Put that on OnlyFans. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off. Every order. Tony, you're going to wear this hat if you're not careful with some of these ladies. Tony,
hey, Bart, you look good, I think. I think you look good.
Well, I think my face looks better than it did.
Looks good.
But like I'm going swimming this weekend at like a thing. I might wear a shirt. I might wear a shirt.
No.
Yeah, no. I might.
Take it off.
I might.
Take it off. Hey, you mentioned Rami. Do you think he could get Jay Moore on for you?
Oh, Rami is good buddies with Jay Moore, the comedian.
Yeah, he's getting married to Jeannie Buss. The guy hit a gold mine there.
Oh, they're getting married.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
Jesus,
what's going on? I mean, the Brewers, the Pace Spranick thing, it only lasted 3 games.
Hey, watch what I learned how to do. If you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, watch what I learned how to do. So I'm over here and Tony's right there. Whoa.
Switcheroo.
The old switcheroo with the video boxes.
Hey, if you had a twin brother, would you do a little switcheroo with him, if you know what I mean? Like go on different dates and stuff, different women?
I think the worst – I think I would hate having a twin brother.
I would too.
Like my brothers and I, we look alike. Some more than others, but you're like, oh, you guys brothers? Yeah. But if I had like a twin who was me, I'd fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, and there's always the twin that's slightly better than the other one. And if you're that other one that's not as good, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
So
this is from M Shark. Does Tony think he could date Paige Spiranek?
That's a bit of a reach, but hey, anything's possible. Hey, the guy that was on The Bachelor, that guy from he's from Waukesha, that Nick Vile guy,
yeah,
dated January Jones from Mad Men. So hell, anything's possible. But no,
is he the dad? We still don't know who the dad is for that kid.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's true. Maybe it is Nick. That's a guy that we get for the podcast. Get
sure.
Bachelorette audience. Get that Bachelor audience in there, Brian.
Yeah, I feel like that's been done before in this biz.
Yeah.
You can't say I've ever watched The Bachelorette myself.
No, I haven't. No, I wish I could get Paige, though. That would have been... Paige is quite the attraction.
On my best day, if I look the best and had the best game and was... I don't think I could do it. But do you think you could on your best day?
No.
Really?
No.
I thought you'd say yes. I thought you'd have more confidence in yourself. No.
There's a different level. But I did date, a girl that Dennis Rodman dated, for what it's worth. Not Carmen Electra.
Are you Eskimo bros?
No. I think I talked about this on your show previously. He has a condition that I didn't want to go down that road.
Jesus Christ. What about his daughter? His daughter's a soccer star. We could date her.
Daughter's a star soccer player. What's her name?
Trinity.
Trinity, yeah. Trinity Rodman, yeah.
Oh, speaking of soccer, the Berhalter hiring, he got rehired. I think he's learned his lesson to play these guys that are good. So I'm not going to go Jason Lockenfora and have a fucking Twitter meltdown every night like I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's just my thoughts on that sidebar.
Well, let's talk about something I know about. You want to go Brewers, Packers, Bucks?
Well, one thing I do want to bring up, let me bring this up and then we can go wherever. But I did want to bring up, I didn't really understand what the fuck was going on with this Jordan Love thing. Were you aware of this?
Which part?
That he did this video.
I've heard the story, but what's
so he did a video. Okay, here's the
Happy Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there. Go Pack, go.
So then people are like, what the fuck is that? Then people are like, well, does he think he's our dad because Rodgers was our dad? And now, but then why would he wish us Father's Day? And apparently it was some Bears fan named Chris, who gave him the phone and said, wish a happy Father's Day to all the French Bears fans, like Bears fans in France. He didn't say French. What I wanted to bring up was, and so I talked to Matt Ramage, and he's great at like trolling all these guys, but we actually talked before this happened, which is a bummer because we were like being kind of nice about Bears fans, but Bears fans, what they are the human Facebook comment section where they just need to be upset. They need to be involved in something. They will make things up out of thin air. Like, oh, did you hear this Packer said this or this Packer said this? He must mean this. I mean, they really want to ignite. Look, combined, we're going to win about 9 games probably. And we're going to fight each other like we're going to be the two rodents or the two whatever. I can't think of a comparison because I'm so fucking annoyed. But Bears fans, they try so hard to make this the peak of the rivalry. And it's like, stop. I mean, this dominated all of their stuff. Even the Justin Jones thing, if that's his name, I forgot. Calling Packers fans, whatever he said, dumb or stupid. Who cares? Like, Packer fans did not get that upset about it. It was the Bears fans being like, oh, Packers fans are probably pissed, yeah. And then we're like, no. I brought this up on The Score, humble brag. But it was the meme from Mad Men where the guy goes to Don Draper, I feel bad for you. And Don goes, I don't think about you at all. That's exactly what it's like with the Packers and Bears fans. So, okay. My thoughts on that.
There's a lot going on there. So was that a cameo that Jordan did there? Why?
It was like in real life. A guy was there. He said, hey, can you record this message?
Yeah, because I know you played that Ty Sumner one with Horvat, which was classic.
Yeah.
And by the way, Ryan Horvat did pop in on my Twitter space recently. He popped that. That was exciting.
Did he stick around for a little bit?
He did. He did until your buddy from Monona got in there and lit things up a little bit too much. Got a little too toxic. But yeah, Ryan just wanted to break down, I don't know, the Atlanta Falcons offensive line and stuff like that. So yeah, it was good to hear from Horvat. Back to
I got some Horvat episodes coming up where we win, loss, the NFC and the AFC in separate episodes. Stick around.
Yeah, can't wait. Back to your point, Bart. Now, back in the 80s, us Packer fans were like those Bears fans. We were always we were like that. Our team sucked, and we always had to try to find something. You know, McMahon sucks, or you know, Walter Payton's overrated, that kind of stuff. But we don't even think about the Bears, man. It's not even. And living down here, I really don't think about the Bears. It's not even on my mind.
I like don't see. That's the difference, I think, and maybe I'm wrong. But I've always felt, and I got invited to this NFC North Facebook group, and it's like the most fucked up shit. Like these people, these people, their identity is shit talking in the NFC North.
Right.
It's like they wake up, check the group, see the funny memes, fire a bunch off, come back home at night. Honey, you coming to bed? No, we really got this Lions fan in a corner. It's like they're all fighting with each other. I don't think, I don't know. I could be wrong. And I'm sure there's plenty that do. But I think for the most part, Packer fan is like worried about their own shit. But all these other three teams are always trying to mix it up with the other guys. Like you could take the fan bases as individual people and put them down at like a dinner table. And the Packer fan will like eat his food and be like, what's up? And the Lions fan will be like, do I belong here? Fuck you guys. And the Bears fan will be like the one that pulls on your ear and tries to annoy you. And the Vikings fan will be like an asshole.
Right. So, I mean, how many premier football teams are there? You got the Packers, the Steelers, the Cowboys. It probably stops right there. Like their national brand team. Maybe I would have said the Raiders, but I don't even know if you can say them anymore.
So what's the Mount Rushmore of NFL brands?
Okay, good. Steelers, Packers, Cowboys. Who's your fourth? Is it the Patriots?
I think right now it might be the Chiefs, Tony.
Oh, the Chiefs. Could be the Chiefs.
I don't know if the Packers are in there right now.
No, fan bases, history. The trophy's named after our coach.
All right. So if I like, if I'm like talking to someone and they say, Bart, tell me the four teams that make up the history of the NFL, the most important. I'd say Packers, Steelers, Cowboys, and fuck, would you say Patriots or Niners?
Wow.
I mean, the Niners got to be in the mix.
They do. They do. I would probably lean towards Patriots because the Cowboys, to me, overtake.
I agree. The Cowboys are in there, even though they haven't made a championship game since 98.
You still got to put them in there.
They're a national brand.
National brand, America's team.
And they're Mexico's team. People forget. They have a big fan base in Mexico.
Big Latin America. Yes, they do. Yeah. Big Latin America population there. Yeah, that's a damn good point, Bart. But if I asked you, like, about the Chiefs, like, if you ask a normal football fan what's on the Chiefs helmet, they might not be able to describe it. But if you ask someone what's on the Packer helmet, they're going to be like, that G. And it's so good that Grambling has it. Georgia has it. That G is iconic, man. That's why they say carry the G. I fucking love that G. I love G-Force, man. I fucking love Lambo. I love G-Force. It's the fucking best, man. Lambo, cold weather. And you can, like, be pissed about Rodgers. But when that shit was fucking cooking, it was awesome. It was awesome. I just wish they could have gotten over a couple of those hurdles and got some more Super Bowls. I could get real emotional thinking about this because there's so many.
I mean, you're basically about to cry over a letter. So
I know, but I love the G. I just love G-Force. I love that you love G-Force. And
I love G-Force.
And I'm not being ironic. I fucking love G-Force. When you would play
I fucking love G-Force.
6 a.m. on a Monday morning, Packers just won. We beat the Bears. Put G-Force on. Love it. So that G means something. And it's, I know it's corny and it's a pro franchise, but I mean, we do own the Packers.
We own them.
We own
them. They're not moving.
I don't give a shit about Jimmy Haslam, but I care about you.
Oh, thank you.
You're a Packer fan. You're a Packer. I care about my fellow owners from the Packers.
Yeah, we're owners.
Wes Lazzari, these guys. You know, this is how that franchise.
Hey, there's 119 sports franchises that are pieces of property for rich men to trade, and we own our team, so take that.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are you upset about, I know we need to do this for just the economics of football and the league, but did you like the old Green Bay, which is the neighborhood, the shitty, whatever was across, where the Lodge Kohler is now? Did you like the old setup or do you like the current setup?
I think you still have both of it though.
Well, do you like the Titletown district?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
I do too. I don't know how you ran like a eight second 40-yard dash though, or whatever it was.
But it's not like they took like, so when I would go with my buddy, we would park just south of Lambeau. There's like a park and then there's a subdivision. And so we would always park in there on someone's lawn. That's still there. The fence is still there. The shit's still there. It's just they just like bought out the big lots in the Kmart.
You know what the coolest walk is when you're walking, especially I bring in people from Texas, you know, whoever, Cowboy fans, whenever they come into Green Bay, you know, you go towards like Stadium View and Anduzzi's and you're walking to that walk in the Lambeau down that street. You go by the Rice Center and the Hudson, the Hudson practice facility. That walk is fucking awesome. And you see Lambeau, I love it.
Test user says that you're so happy and emotional tonight because you made it out of Father's Day unscathed. Cheers, Flexus.
I had a good weekend, though, with the ladies, I got to say.
You want to tell me about it?
Ladies,
plural?
Let's just say all the single moms, the kids were with the dads this weekend.
God fucking Christ. But ladies, plural, you're telling us.
I am so worn out right now, man. Yes. I'm like Giannis in that playoff run. I am just fucking worn out, man. Dropping 50 bombs.
You're like Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. Who, by the way, I kind of like Jimmy Butler.
I like Butler. He didn't show up in the finals, but
he didn't. Yeah. And
he said he wasn't hurt. He was hurt.
Yeah, but everyone's hurt.
And, yeah, and I guess.
And I will stand up for our guy Giannis a little bit because he has taken a beating from me, Jake, and others. I don't think at this point of Giannis's – I think at Giannis's career right now with Jokic, I do think I give a slight edge to Giannis thus far on what they've accomplished. I really do. So
In their career?
Right now, Giannis has accomplished more, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll say in the career I would rank Giannis ahead of Jokic.
Right now, at the end of the day, yes.
I would say who's better, more impactful today – Jokic has that right now.
I think the Joker definitely, yeah, it's looking that way. And that's why Giannis has got to try to get
Jokic is so good that the Suns traded for Bradley Beal. And everyone's like, okay, well, you're still not beating the Nuggets.
No, and that's the first thought I had. They're not.
If the Suns team was in the East, people would be like, oh, they're going to fucking cook the Bucks.
Yeah. But,
now they're in the West and everyone's like, oh, good for you. You're gonna lose in seven now instead of six.
Where do you think CP ends up?
I don't know. A lot of people want him here.
That's what Grant said, too. I don't know.
You could put him in the Kyle Lowry role where he comes off the bench and plays 18 minutes.
But he wouldn't want that. I think he's either going to L.A., Miami, or Boston, one of those three.
I do think it's funny that all Monday he was on his book tour. He had all these scheduled media appearances.
In Phoenix?
No, he was on Good Morning America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's flying out yesterday. He's flying out Sunday. His sons start texting him like, Dad, you got traded. As he's on the way to New York for Good Morning America.
Ah.
And other shit that he was on. I don't know what he's all on today.
Well, that trade. You know what, though? If you're the Suns, you still got to do that trade. You got an asset. I don't know if it's going to work, but. Has Cone Roller been on? Cone Roller's got to come in here and talk about that.
Cohen tweeted me that I simply cannot be a shirt in the pool guy.
Hey, do you have a farmer's tan going on? How's the tan going?
Do I have a farmer's tan going on?
Yeah. Are you getting any color in yet?
That would require me to be outside.
You burn easily, don't you?
And then have a shirt. I don't know. Not really.
No. That guy you had on before is so right about the fucking yard work, though. Damn.
It's hard work.
Way too much time.
Fucking people don't, you know, but I think that like Lowe's and Home Depot, like they get it.
Yeah, they're
like, it's hard work.
It is.
Menards, I don't think they get it.
Apparently Cohen worked at Menards back when he was a kid.
I applied to work at a Menards once, rejected.
To do what, manage the store?
Stock shelves in the morning.
Rejected.
Yeah, I've been looking at stock shelves.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we talked about the Packers. We talked a little bit about the Bucks. Do you want to end on the Brewers or?
I mean, they lost. That sucks.
Nothing else.
M Shark says Tony cries when he realizes he gets 11% off at Menards. You got Menards by you?
No, we don't. But I did get emotional.
Where's the Menards footprint?
I did get emotional talking about the Packers because like you, I have brothers and that's, you know, you got a dad, right? You're talking about Favre, like Favre was your second dad kind of growing up. Not. Here,
so I think like, let me say this about Menards. You know how like Quick Trip, you have to like, if you're in Wisconsin, you have to like Quick Trip. But they've also, like, earned that.
Right.
And Culver's has earned it. Menards is just like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, if I'm from Wisconsin, I should be like, fuck Home Depot, fuck Lowe's. I will drive to get to Menards. Damn. I don't feel like there's a lot of loyal Menardians.
They got the song, too, man. The jingle.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. But I don't feel like – I feel like they should – they haven't captured Wisconsin pride as much as Culver's and Quick Trip in their respective areas.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I was jonesing for some cops custard tonight, man. I'll be back in town in a couple of weeks. Can't wait. How's the weather's been good up there?
Been good. I think we're going to kick the AC on tomorrow.
Okay. You going to Summerfest this year or staying away from the riffraff?
Oh, I will not only be at Summerfest this year.
Signing autographs?
There will be, let's see, not this week, but the next week and the week after that, I will be out working the Milwaukee Pro Soccer booth.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is your cute coworker going to be there?
They're all cute.
Who's the blonde? I like that one.
I don't know, Tony. Look her up. Paige Spiranek.
Paige Spiranek. My mom asked me if she was Croatian.
Oh, yeah. Spiranek, sure.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, looking forward to that, Bart. Summerfest. Are you going to see any bands or not going to do any of that?
I think I'm just going to go make my $15 an hour and go home.
No Death Cab for Cutie or anything like that?
You know what? They just played here recently, and I missed them. Here's Cone popping on from Parts Unknown.
Oh, Cone.
What's up, boys?
Hey, you back in town?
I am.
What'd you do tonight? Go to the game?
No, I went out to actually two cops. So, Tony, we're thinking alike.
Cone, what'd you order?
Classic double cheeseburger with the work, some onion rings. No ice cream or custard for me tonight.
Which location?
Undisclosed.
Okay, he ain't gonna fucking tell you. Come on. The one by me?
Undisclosed, like I said, but it was good. It hit the spot, you know, made the travel here worth it. My Diamondbacks were kicking ass tonight. Corbin Carroll might be the next big thing in the MLB. And
that's what people are saying.
Watching him live is amazing. He might be the fastest player I've ever seen with my own two eyes on the baseball diamond. I mean, he is just electric out there in center field, and you get him on the bases and watch out.
Hey, Cone. So I went to the Ranger game. You know, I've been dating a chick that's pretty wealthy. She drops $1,000 for these Ranger tickets. Like, I don't care about the Rangers.
She paid for them?
What's that?
She paid for $1,000 tickets?
$1,000 for both tickets, for me and her. And I'm like, okay. So we go to the Ranger game, and they got a hell of a lineup, man. It's the first time I watched a Ranger game from start to finish. That Corey Seager they picked up from the Dodgers, man, they got a fucking team, the Rangers. They can hit.
Well, you know, they had to spend a lot to fill that new ballpark. So good for them for finally, you know, getting back to their.
Are they the real deal? I mean, casuals are just going to say, we lost to the Diamondbacks. We suck, but they got 40 some wins.
Diamondbacks are real or the Rangers?
Oh, I pivoted to the Diamondbacks now.
Oh, D-back. I don't know, Cone. I haven't paid attention to the Diamondbacks.
Been to a couple games out there. I don't think they've captured the heart of Phoenix quite yet. The
game, but you didn't go to the World Baseball Classic like you should have.
Well, I didn't. Tickets were expensive.
Yeah. Cone, I turned to Cone for advice the other day, and I did. He let me down, but I knew the answer.
Wait, what was it? Was it about how you can be a good father if you don't have a daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy dads don't mean anything these days.
No.
It's all girl dads.
It's all girl dads. I'm basically like a chaperone or a babysitter. I'm not. What am I?
It's like that.
I can't hashtag boy dad.
It's like that McDonald's manager meme.
Which one?
I'll send it to you. I'll tweet it out after this.
Oh, we look forward to it.
Hey, Cone, what do you think about the Booker, or not the Booker, the CP trade with Beal?
I don't hate it. I mean, you're basically trading Chris Paul for Bradley Beal, so I think that's an upgrade.
The trade itself is good. They traded nothing for now the Wizards are adding all this shit in there. I don't know that they do any. What are they? Were they going to be the second best team in the West? And now they're going to be the second best team in the West?
Yeah. I mean, I think they upgraded, though. I mean, Bradley Beal is a better player now than Chris Paul is. So, I mean, that's an easy upgrade. We'll see what happens with DeAndre Ayton. I'm hearing that Frank Vogel might be able to unlock some new potential in him, or he's getting dealt. So,
Dallas has been rumored for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, rumors.
Yep. And then I got LeBron rumors to Dallas also, I've seen.
Are they keeping Kyrie?
That's the thing. Kyrie's trying to recruit LeBron to Dallas.
Why does Kyrie have pull within the Dallas Mavericks organization?
Because Cuban's too busy. You know what? Cuban's too busy arguing with all these motherfuckers about debates.
Yeah, he's just trying to plug his cost plus drugs.
You know what? I go to the doctor today, and I'm like, Doc, I can't walk. I'm like, I'm limping for a month. And he checks out my foot, and he goes, yeah, it hurts here. He goes, you have plantar fasciitis. I go, how the fuck do you know? He goes, because I'm a doctor, and I just diagnosed you. I said, why don't you fucking debate me on it, bitch?
You and Malcolm Brogdon both had it.
Well, I don't think that's how the conversation really goes, Bart, but I would recommend using a golf ball on the feet.
Oh, I was told a tennis ball. Really? Why?
It's just a little more dense, so you can, you know, maybe you start with a tennis ball and then work your way to a golf ball to really get in there deep. And
I got to wear shoes around my house when I want to go fucking get a sandwich. It pisses me off.
Bart, that's just not good.
I know.
You got to get a sponsorship going with Hot Take Jake's Gym and make some content out of it. I'm telling you, that'd be electric.
That would be good.
Yeah, I should probably. Jake says, hey, anytime you want to come out here, I'm like, oh, yeah, sure.
The Hot Take Jake Boot Camp presented by Dan Shaney Insurance.
Hashtag not an ad, but I did want to give credit to Paul. Paul Ludke tweeted.
Fire Shay.
Love Paul Ludke.
No, he criticized the show for bad sound quality last week. Which I don't know which one you tweeted, but I did. There wasn't the episode with Grant and Paul. I had the wrong mic on, and that pissed me off once I listened back. I had the wrong mic on. He goes, so then the show's audio, he thought was so shitty that it motivated him, and he found out he needs hearing aids. Wow. Yeah, hearing aids. And then he says, Your YouTube portions could still improve, but it was 98% better on my end.
That's like something out of The Good Doctor.
Yeah. And then Jerry's like, yeah, your YouTube audio sucks.
The voicemails do get a little testy, but I think it's good overall. I was listening. I drove back from up north this morning at about 4 a.m. and used your podcast to get me through, like the Matt Ramage.
Yeah. How was that?
Great. Was listening with my brother. He's becoming a Winkler Versian. So he liked it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I'm going to wrap up the show.
All right, what do we got to look forward to this week? What do we got on the show?
Well, we'll get Grant and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Grant's schedule's going to get tough.
Bill Michaels.
Trill Michaels show.
Yeah.
Your old nemesis.
So it's going to get tough. What else do we got? We got some Horvat coming up.
Hey, Cohen, Horvat was in the space the other day.
Yeah, Tony, I saw that. I was upset I couldn't join in to talk to Horvy. How was it?
It was great. Horvat was – the chick I was with – I saw I was with a chick. She goes, why is this guy talking about Pittsburgh Panther football?
Who is he hyping up?
He was talking about the Pitt Panther over-under, and then – he goes, Joanna, what do you think about TCU this year? And she goes, oh, fuck TCU. It's kind of funny, man. Horvat's all sports all the time, man. Holy shit.
Tony, what do these women think when you get on a Twitter space when you're
these ladies are dropping a G on Rangers tickets for him. And then he goes back. He's like, want to listen to my space?
Hey, they're very relaxed at the time, Bart.
What are you, Cosby them?
That's a dangerous allegation.
Oh, man. Strike that from the record, Judge. Take that off the pod.
I'm just asking a question. You can say no.
Todd's
you can either say no or you could do what you just did.
Brand, I got a brand to protect here, for God's sake.
You're protected.
Call me Darren Sharper, for crying out loud. Jeez.
And then what else do we got? I'm going to go live after the NBA draft on Thursday.
Yeah, the Bucks. What's the deal with them trying to trade into the first round? I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm hearing some rumors.
I got this. Yeah, thank you. Sources across the league have said Milwaukee, Phoenix, and Cleveland have explored potential opportunities to move into the late 20s and 30s due to the depth of prospects on the wing and potential already NBA-ready players. Possible Bucks that could get traded include Bobby Portis at $11 million, Pat Connaughton at $9 million, Grayson Allen at $8 million, Marjan Beauchamp at $2.5 million.
Okay, so if you can keep two of those players, who are you keeping?
Oh, you keep Bobby and Pat, but...
No, I keep Bobby and Marjan.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
But that kind of makes me sad, though, to lose these guys that made that
run. Pat and Grayson, there's like 50 of those guys in the league. We got two of them.
Right. But doesn't it make you a little bit sad that, you know, that 2021 team is splitting up already?
The Bucks?
Yeah, I mean, I know you lost P.J. Tucker, but then if you lose...
Splitting up already...
P.J. Tucker was that team.
Man, we lost Tucker. We lost Sam Merrill. We lost Jordan Wara. We lost Dante. We're broken.
Sam Merrill.
Shit. We're already broken.
Well, all right. We'll see what happens, man. NBA's
okay, ready. And then so Thursday, because I'm going to be in Madison for a game that night, I'll get back and do a live show afterwards. So Friday night, I'm in for Gelb.
Let's talk some football.
Next week, I'm in all week for Bill Ryder once again.
Hey, Cohn, let's just bombard Bart with Rodgers and Jets questions when we call the national show.
Yeah, because then I have to, like, play it like, cool, you fucks.
Yeah, you can't not talk about it. It's a national show.
I can't be like, I retired from that. People are like, who the fuck is this guy?
Talk about my Aaron Rodgers question.
I retired.
Yeah, see if you
this guy's thrown for Bill Ryder. He says he's retired from talking Rodgers.
I question already crafted, Cohn.
See if you can get Zach Jacobson to join you to talk some Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, Zach Jacobson. Zach Zacherson, he's all over the place.
Who's that guy, Eli? I know that guy's upset.
Eli watermarks videos that he steals.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
All right. Well, Bart Cohn, I'll let you guys go.
He's just grinding.
He is grinding.
Grinding from his couch. All right, gentlemen, see you later.
Good night, Tony.
Bye.
So now can we talk about the vaccine now?
What do we want to talk about it?
I'm just kidding.
I took it.
Yeah, good for
then
you.
Then I got COVID.
But you didn't die.
No, I felt better with COVID than I felt in the last 3 years.
So maybe what you're saying is to drop 40 pounds, you need to get really sick. How do you go about that? How are you going to get sick in the next?
Well, I don't want to like get sick. I'm already trying to be a plantar fasciitis survivor.
Is that the same thing as turf toe?
No, this is in my heel.
Ooh,
my heel's pretty fucked up.
You know, those shoe inserts are expensive. If you get them custom to your foot, they're like $300 a pair.
The guy says it's tough for me because I have big arches.
Do you have strong arches still?
Oh, yeah. I got a good arch game.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. See, my arches have they've always been bad ever since I was a kid. It's kind of my cross to bear in life.
My buddy's got flat feet. I knew a guy in high school who had a webbed toe.
Was he a good swimmer?
No, he never went out for swimming.
Because I actually had a buddy in high school with webbed feet, and he was, like, an amazing swimmer. It was very...
How come people weren't protesting that? The guy's fucking half fish.
He's got to go swim with the fish now.
You can't have a man swim in a woman's pool. How can you have a fish swim in a human pool?
Next on Bill Ryder.
I think that's my lead topic.
Fair or foul? Web feet players belong in men's national swimming.
Yeah, they'll be like, Bart, we were going to have you film the rest of the week. Why don't you take it off? PF is no joke. I have it myself. Yeah, planter. PF, we call it. In the community, we call it PF.
You got to get in, like, to a Reddit group now to, like, see what other people are doing as home remedies and all that now.
Yeah, I looked it up and I self-diagnosed that I had it, and then – now, in the American healthcare system, how much money did I just pay this guy to tell me what I already knew?
Well, you know, it's always important to do your own research. So, you know,
I did my own research.
Well, there you go.
Fucking quack telling me what's up.
Now you're more well versed.
Fucking And then he's like, yeah, use a tennis ball, rub a tennis ball. I go, what about the bottle of water? He goes, no, use a tennis ball. Fucking China paying him to tell him about tennis balls?
All right, Bart, I got an NBA question for you.
Okay.
All right, we got Bucks, mm-hmm. Nuggets, or Celtics to win it all next year, or are you taking the field?
I think I'm going to take one of the three.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the Nuggets, you know, dynasty or bust, as we discussed last week.
Well, it is. I mean, they got as good a chance as anybody since the Warriors.
True. What are the Warriors doing this offseason?
I don't know. So, I don't know. I didn't talk to my brother about this. Which, when I preface that, it's like, but did he? You know? But I didn't. I didn't ask him. I talked to him today about something else. Anyway. I think the Warriors and Draymond, I think Draymond wants to play somewhere else, I think.
But would Draymond be Draymond anywhere else? I think he would kind of be a scrub if he goes somewhere
else. Not if he was like with LeBron.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun to watch.
I think he wants to play with LeBron.
So are they all going to go down to Dallas then? LeBron, Kyrie,
Draymond? Nobody's going to fucking Dallas.
I don't know. Dallas can make a splash.
No, once the Wizards draft Bronny James and then LeBron goes over there, maybe Draymond will follow.
You know, I hope they don't draft Bronny James because that would just slow down Johnny Davis's potential. And, you know, I saw you front-running Johnny Davis for MVP. And, I mean, how many games did you really watch Johnny Davis as a Wisconsin Badger? Three?
You know, it's funny when you said that. I tweeted, like, Johnny Davis MVP stock up. And then Cone tweeted, how many games did you watch? And even though I have put myself out there repeatedly saying I don't like watching Badger basketball, saying I don't watch Badger basketball, the sports radio defense mechanism went up in me, even though I'm the one that told you and you used it. And it's a natural. I wanted to be like, I watch plenty of games, guy. But I didn't. But
call into the show and debate me.
Yeah, the sports radio guy in me wanted to get defensive about something that you were right about, but that I told you. So I had to refrain. How many Johnny Davis games did I actually watch?
I'm putting the over-under at like 3.5.
Badgers 2022 schedule basketball. How many fucking of these games did I watch? And remember now, this was post the firing.
No, it's pre-firing.
Wait, what season are we in? No, this last year, this last winter. Oh, Johnny Davis. No,
he was not. He was on the Wizards this past winter, the first winter without 1250.
Okay, Johnny Davis. There was that Purdue game. I think I remember watching on a Monday night.
Yeah, he went off that game.
Yeah, top of my head, he had 37. 14-3. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I think 3.5 is a good over under outside of tournament games.
Oh, outside of tournament games, I'm putting it at 0.5.
Well, I watched Marquette.
Okay.
God. Yeah, I didn't watch any. I do remember watching. Well, I could tweet about it. Let's see if I've ever tweeted about them.
We got to get Toby on here to discuss like Wizards. How are they moving on now? That
we're gonna Toby's gonna join me. I'm going back to Carl's place this week. Toby's in town.
Let's go.
So carlvt.com/Bart. Someone did tweet me and asked me for my golf simulator link. I might have one on the hook here.
Make sure you follow up and close it out.
How much have I talked about Johnny Davis? There's that tweet. Cone, it's very possible that was the first time I ever tweeted about Johnny Davis.
Well, you tweeted about Taco Bell a couple times, and that is kind of like tweeting about Johnny Davis.
That was my first ever Johnny Davis tweet. Wow.
And now what do you think about his brother Jordan Davis transferring?
Did I ever tweet about him? No.
No chance. If you didn't watch the Johnny Davis teams, there's no way you watched this last Badgers team. They were the most frustrating team to watch. Tim Shea would know.
Did I ever tweet about Sam Decker?
Oh, I've tweeted plenty about him.
Here's a tweet I have from you. April 28th, 2021. Can we talk about how Sam Decker is slowly turning cornier than the entire Watt family?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. I mean, come on. He just did get, he just had a nice post about his ankle surgery. Got a bunch of crap cleaned up there. And then him and Olivia just did a video of their new house tour in Kansas City. Looks very nice.
Oh, they're in Kansas City now?
Yeah, I have no idea why, but yeah, that's where they're at.
Chad wants to know where Tim is. Tim is probably sleeping right now. He's got to go to work in a little bit. He texted me earlier today and said, the Brewers are good again. And I tweeted back, not so fast, my friend. And then I think he fell asleep.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean,
Chad also says, this pod has been mediocre at best. Tomorrow is another day, though.
You should probably cut this last like 20 minutes.
Well, no, people can dip out at any time.
That's true. That's true.
I think the way the podcast has been, once you get to an hour, if there's any more, you're like, all right, I mean, I probably fucking mediocre at best. We got some great Tony. We got some great my buddy Tack. I came prepared with information and facts. I told you about my plantar fasciitis and my good arches.
Should I do a face reveal just to see who's still here?
Don't do it. I'll take you off the screen.
Ah, dang.
I'll take you off the screen.
I didn't travel with my bag. I'll have to get a new one.
Well, there's a Trader Joe's. There's a few of them here.
Yeah.
I'll be by one this week. I take my kid to swimming right by one. Mm-hmm.
Does he have webbed feet?
He does not.
Does he have PF?
No, he does not.
That's good.
Not yet, at least. Now that it's genetic.
Is that a genetic thing?
Is there like a ribbon I can wear for those of us that suffer from PF?
Probably in these days with these generations.
Should I start a GoFundMe? For a new pair of shoes?
I mean, those insoles, like I said, they're going to run you a couple $100. You might need it.
Start a GoFundMe for shoes.
What kind of shoes do you have to wear? Are you going to be like rocking some like Nike Monarchs now?
Well, I don't know. I told him, I said, I'll go buy a pair of shoes. And he goes, just whatever you have is probably fine. He said, no bare feet and no sandals. So he goes, have you been working out? I go, doctor, last time that I was in here, I've gained 20 pounds. What the fuck do you think?
When was the last time you got a nice sweat in on a hard workout?
Probably mowing the lawn and doing some yard work last summer.
There you go. It's the summer of you, Bart.
Yeah, summer hasn't officially started yet, so that can still be true. All right, well, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah, solstice is coming up, so... As soon as that solstice hits, it's the summer of Bart. We're going to see you at Summerfest. You're going to be dropping 25 pounds this summer. You got to manifest it.
I'll be out hustling.
There you go. All right, Bart. Take care.
See you, Cone.
Talk to you later.
Hey, Cone. Cone roller. Well, I'm going to wear, you know what? I got world's best dad hat I'm wearing here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. If it said world's best podcaster, I'd be wearing it with pride too. I'll take pride in this episode. Got to catch up with some good buddies, some good buddies, and much more to come later in the week with our guys Grant and Paul and also Ryan Horvath and a live show on Thursday night after the draft, probably around 10:30 Thursday night when I get home from Madison. I think the draft will be done by then. We'll see, but it looks like there could be some trades. maybe Charlotte getting involved here with Zion or Brandon Ingram. There is some shit could go down here in the NBA the next couple of days. We'll talk about that all Thursday. Doc says Birkenstocks. Okay. We'll see. We'll get a maybe I'll do a weekly plantar fasciitis blog. What are you up to? Tax back.
I just finished making some pico de gallo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to you the whole time. I was like, Bart's leaving. I'll pipe back in for a little send off.
Well, this Chad guy didn't like the podcast tonight.
Yeah, I don't understand what was wrong with it. As soon as I left, I piped back in like 10 minutes later and Tony from Texas was on.
Yeah, talking about all those single moms he fucked.
Yeah, dude, that dude is insane. I don't know what to think about him.
He's living the life.
Yeah, apparently like the single 44-year-old life of living solo, never having anyone to, you know, settle down with. I feel
It worked for Jason Derulo.
Well, his penis is also like 14 inches long.
Is that I don't know that.
No, he's got a huge penis.
Jason, let me just type up Jason Derulo penis.
Is he like a famous dude?
Yeah, he sings. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. Oh yeah, he's got a big dick. Yeah.
Oh yeah, huge dick.
All right. Well, I am gonna go now.
Yeah, I just wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
All right, bye, Bart.
See ya.
Bye.
Chad now says it was fine. Yeah, I know. I just, when someone says a comment like that, I exploit it and get people riled up to then give me compliments. That's a move. It's a move.
Oh, it's a radio move?
Yeah, like, oh, this guy got an email here. This guy says, I hate the show. Then the next 40 minutes is people calling up. Yeah, I just want to say I love the show. You're doing a great show. Oh, wow. I didn't expect this.
Sounds like the show you did with the Bay Area guy, because you sounded like you don't love that guy.
I don't love that guy.
I mean, the way when I told you I loved him, I thought it was awesome. Your response was a little.
No, I liked him a lot. That's why I had him on.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It just seemed like you had.
I thought he poured it on maybe a little too much. He said a lot of nice things about me.
He did. He really did. And his send off was like very, very positive about you. Not to say that he shouldn't have been positive, but yeah, he was like, Bart, I love you. You're like my guy. Blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah. He was a little.
We've talked in the past on radio hits.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can do it again in the future.
Well, I will. I'll get him back on.
Yeah. What's your end goal? Do you want to go back on the radio? Do you want like a nationally syndicated broadcast? Is that your end goal?
If I can do this podcast talking about the teams I love,
mm-hmm.
and get enough shifts at CBS and then do some stuff with these soccer teams, if I can make that financially viable to, you know, support my family and conquer PF, then I'll be happy.
For sure.
Had a goal. I've just always seen where it took me.
How is the old Madison thing going? Pretty good?
Good. Good. Yeah, it's a fun team.
Nice. And so you have to be on site, I assume.
I do have to drive there, yeah.
That's a hike.
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned like you're driving down 94 and you see the 53 mile mark.
Do you know that sign? I fucking hate that sign.
Oh my god. You're driving for fucking 34 minutes and then all of a sudden you see 53 miles to Madison. You're like, what?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
The worst.
All right, I am leaving for the ninth time.
It's a great ending. 53 miles to bed.
See ya.
Night, Bart.
Bye. And with that, I bid you adieu. Thank you, everyone. See, I'm saying thank you at the end. Not that you guys don't deserve it. I should be throwing my thank yous more because I do appreciate it. Because otherwise, people will listen to this. Some people watch. What's my end goal? My end goal is to be able to work out of my basement for the rest of my life. And one day we will together find a cure for plantar fasciitis. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.